all the stunts you could pull. Where are they going? Where is she taking
you? Nowhere, not yet. You two, out.
What is this?
You want to know how Diane told me she finished?
What is this unconscionable lie?
I walked into her apartment and she was sitting on the floor with that baby in her arms. And you know what she said to
me? Admit it. You made this up.
She said, what do I do now?
No, it is not a completed proof. No, it isn't. It can't be.
Evelyn, stop. I'm taking Mary and I'm raising her how I believe Diane would have wanted.
We'll see about that later.
I realize she's not normal. But if Einstein can ride a bike, so can she.
Let's just say Diane didn't tell me, which is nonsense. It's a millennium problem. She would have shared it with the world. That's where your charade falls apart. If she had completed the proof, she would have published it.
Diane instructed me very clearly that I was only to publish it post-mortem.
She died 6 years ago.
It wasn't her death she was talking about. I tried to talk her out of it. But you know how Diane could be when she made her mind up about something. I called MIT. Shanklin's out of his mind about the possibility of publishing it with you. He's waiting for your call. You're going to be spending the next few years of your life defending it. You won't have time for her.
What if I say no?
Back to plan A.
Wait for me to die.
I know Diane was hard. I know she was angry. But something really good came out of this, Evelyn. She needs you now. You're the best woman for the job. Take it.
It doesn't seem as though Diane wanted me to have it.
Well, Diane didn't always think things through. I'll be outside. Let me know what you want to do.
Mathematics, how may I direct your call? Hello? I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well.
No.
Yeah, no,
Oh, there you are. Yeah, can I help you?
Yes. Dr. Shankly.
No, I'm really sorry. I can't hear you. Can you speak up, please? Hello?
Evelyn Adler. For Seymour Shanklin, please.
What I want you to notice is that when you compute P of S,